Thank you for joining us today for the Whistler Plumbing Podcast. I'm talking with James Whistler. James, when you get flushable wipes and hygiene products, well, they say flushable on the package. Is that really true?
Not altogether. I found it to be helpful if an individual can understand how a septic tank works or how a sewage treatment plant works. I'll start with a septic tank first. The water and all the paper and the solids and the food particles and everything goes into a holding tank. The really heavy sludge is going to fall to the bottom of the tank. The really light paper and floatable items is going to float to the top of the septic tank. And then there's just going to be water in the center. That water then exits the tank and goes into a leach field, which is basically pipes that have holes in it. And those pipes have gravel around them that it just leaches out into the ground. And it's just water and, you know, the liquids that are in the septic tank. What happens whenever you put in flushable wipes that are not biodegradable is that they float to the top and they just build up. They are not able to decompose or break down. So I have a quick story. I've had a client one time that had a cancer patient in their home, and they were using these flushable wipes to clean up as they were going through treatment. And it completely stopped up the whole home, and it backed up into the house, causing a huge mess. And what it was, we took the top off the septic tank, and there was just, I mean, it was just thousands of these wipes sitting there that couldn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. They just built up and eventually stopped up the system. So if they cannot decompose, break down, and sink to the bottom of the tank, it should not be going in there. So look on the package of those flushable wipes. If they say 100% biodegradable, then yes, they're fine to put down the septic tank. If it is not, and it's more of a fiber wipe, and it's not biodegradable, then I would not recommend putting them down there. Any type of applicators or hygiene products that is not biodegradable, I would also not recommend putting down, just simply because they're going to eventually build up and stop up the septic tank in the inlet there. The sewage treatment plant is obviously all of the solids, papers, everything that gets put down the drain ends up in a sewage treatment plant. And what they do is they remove the solids and the things that cannot break down. And they have to then strain those things out and haul them away to the garbage. They sometimes can burn them. They sometimes sanitize them, whatever it may be. And then so they're just left with a liquid. Whenever someone puts, it's becoming a very big problem in the municipalities right now, just simply because if you can imagine, there's just hundreds of thousands of homes in the larger areas. And if every home flushes five wipes, well, that compounds to a very, very large amount of material that they're having to deal with. And their facilities are not designed to deal with those things. Whereas toilet paper is going to break down into really, really small chunks and almost to where you can't even see it. It just becomes kind of just particles in the water. And they, of course, pass through, and then they can degrade wherever that liquid ends up at. So definitely be conscious of how those two systems work. And if the items are not biodegradable, then I would not flush them or put them down the drain.
All right. So if you have any questions about what you should or should not be flushing, give the team at Whistler Plumbing a call. That number to call is 540-483-9382.